You are now tuned into
Black Ears Media.
Black Ears. Black Ears.
Your previous books, I felt, were conversations with young Black people. What effect have you seen your work have on that specific demographic?
Well, the only way I can really judge it is the emails and the feedback I get from young people across the country. And, you know, I get a number of emails on a weekly basis and a number of letters. And they all seem to resonate with the same theme. You know, all my books are about empowerment. Mm-hmm. They're about talking about the fact that there's nothing our young people can't do or achieve. They are destined for greatness. And really, really am proud of who they are and what they're working on becoming. And I think that they feel that. You know, these books are all about self-esteem building. And they're all about letting our young people know how great and magnificent they are and that they can live a magnificent and wonderful life. And I think that that resonates.
Can you tell me a little bit about your latest book, The Wealth Cure, Putting Money in Its Place?
The Wealth Cure is all about redefining what true wealth is. You know, we live in a world where wealth is defined in a very limited scope. In many ways, it's about how much money someone has, whereas I believe that true wealth in our lives is much more expansive. It's about love. It's about family. It's about our value system. It's about what risks we take in attempting to make the world a better place, how many other people we help. All of these things create what I call true abundance or truly wealthy life. So the book is an argument in a pathway or a journey to talking about a much more expansive view of what true wealth is.
Can you tell me a little bit about the role social media has played in your work and how you connect with our current cloud generation?
Well, social media is, there's a really positive element to it in the sense that you can have a direct relationship and a direct communication with folks in the world that are your fans, that are supporters, that, you know, and quite frankly, people who aren't necessarily supporters. And so there's a real benefit to that exchange. It takes out the middleman, so to speak. And you can also speak directly to potential folks out there and distribute your own product, which I think is great because there's oftentimes the distribution channels have been made difficult for traditionally underrepresented people, and so social media is great in that regard. And certainly, I love having direct communication with my fans, and so my Twitter page is wonderful for that. You know, I look at all my at mentions, and so people who tweet me, I'm able to see them and get their feedback, and that's wonderful. On the flip side, unfortunately, with all the information that's available to us out there, I think all of us have to be very wary and increase our critical thinking skills about being able to discern what's true and what's not true, because we get bombarded with a lot of misinformation as well, and people end up with a lot of misinformation because if someone puts it out on social media, it somehow has some kind of truth to it, whereas in times past, although this was somewhat flawed, there was at least some idea or at least some type of claim that what was getting out into the world in terms of media had some type of overseeing of truth, of arbiting of whether it's actually true or not. Now, you can argue that may or may not have happened with some types of media instruments. Or big mayors or corporations, but the point being, now anybody can say anything about anybody, mm-hmm. and folks can run with it and retweet it or post it on Facebook, and somehow there's some truisms, and I think that we all have to use our critical thinking skills to see what's true and what's not true.
So what do you think about the new possible law that might go into effect, the SOPA, PIPA, the idea of there might be a little bit more censorship in regards to the net?
I'm not a fan of censorship of any kind. I'm not a fan of that. I'm a big fan of education.
Okay.
So I think that if we do a great job educating people, mm-hmm. and letting folks become their own critical thinkers, then you can worry less about censorship, because then folks can decide what they want to consume, what they believe is true, what they enjoy, what they don't enjoy. And so I've never been a fan of any type of censorship.
Okay. You mentioned education. Can you tell me a little bit about your organization, Manifest Your Destiny?
My foundation is called the Manifest Your Destiny Foundation.
Mm-hmm.
And it was started after my first book, Letters to a Young Brother, Manifest Your Destiny. And we are all about empowering, educating, and inspiring young people, particularly those young people that are falling through the cracks. Our main programmatic activity is the Summer Empowerment Academy that we have. It's free to all the attendees, and they're all eighth graders heading into the ninth grade over the course of their summer, and then we meet with them over the course of their ninth grade once a month on Saturdays and during their entire ninth grade year. And the hope is to deal with the dropout crisis, to catch young people that otherwise may drop out, to encourage them to reach higher strive, help them with their study habits, help them with time management, help inspire them, encourage them, help make a connection of why education is important. You know, I believe that education is the most important issue that we're dealing with today. If we look across the country, there are many, many public school districts and individual public schools that are failing our young people right now.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not pointing the finger at teachers or administrators or at the school boards or at the government. I'm saying, or the parents, I'm saying it's all hands on deck. We all have a responsibility, even if you don't have a child that's in school. We have a responsibility to help our education system, to volunteer, and to do what we can to help educate our young people. Because at the end of the day, that's really, to me, the most important issue about the future of our country and the future of our young people, and it comes back to education.
Well, now that we're in 2012, what are your thoughts on President Obama's performance during his first term and his effect on the black community?
I've known President Obama now for well over 20 years. We were classmates together at Harvard Law School, and I've always had a great deal of respect for him. He's someone who's committed his life to public service and to helping others, and and what he's done. And he's the same person. I saw him last week. I emceed a fundraiser for him last week in Chicago. And you know what's amazing? He's the same person today as he was back at Harvard, someone who is committed to working hard every day to help people's lives get better. I have a great deal of respect and admiration for him and all that he's accomplished. And I personally can't think of someone better or someone I would rather have waking up every morning as the President of the United States than him. And I'm hoping that folks will register to vote, get involved, and participate. What makes our country the greatest country in the world is that it's a participatory democracy. That only works if people participate. And it's critical that folks participate.
Can you finish the statement? In 2012, you will find Hill Harper
working as hard as he can to be a better man. I think that if all of us really look in the mirror and do the work to make ourselves better, however you want to define better, I think the world could be a much better place. I think far too much energy is spent tearing other folks down rather than actually looking in the mirror and improving ourselves. And so there's so many things I need to work on to make myself a better person. I want to learn Spanish. I want to learn to play the piano. I want to exercise more. I want to eat better. I want to help more people. And so if I can help more young people achieve and also act in some really wonderful projects and play great characters. So there's so many things on my agenda in 2012, and hopefully I'll be able to achieve some of those.
All right. Well, we thank you again so much for your time. Black is online. Black is online. .com.